Good morning. My guests this morning are Joe Jalura and Brandy Nove from the Raven Performing Arts Theater. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, my headline here says, anything goes at the Raven. I suspect that's not quite so, but...
Maybe we should change the subject. No, anything goes, yes. The 1934 Cole Porter play opens on the 23rd of June.
How amazing to think of a Cole Porter musical right here in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
And one of the great ones, too.
One of the great ones. People don't know this, but they know the score before they even walk into
right,
the house.
Right.
It's all filled with classic standard American music that we all grew up with.
But the thing about Cole Porter is no one, since the dawn of time, handled lyrics the way that guy did.
Oh, yeah.
It was just incredible. The rhyme schemes that he figured out, the words that would never have seemed to be able to be rhymed, which he did do.
Yes.
So what's your approach to it? Did you suggest doing this show, or was it suggested to you?
No, I was asked to do it, but gladly said yes. It's a great show, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it. We're having a lot of fun doing it. Brandy is Reno Sweeney. The part originated and written for Ethel Merman way back then, when Leather Lungs was at her, just getting started.
What's it like, Brandy, to play in a show that, I mean, that's forever ago.
Sure.
That's even before I was born.
Well, it's great for me because I've been singing these songs, you know, since I was a young age, listening to them, singing them more, you know, along with Ella Fitzgerald. So it's nice to do them more on their kind of original intent. And yeah, it's great.
Is this taking place in the 30s?
It takes place on a cruise ship. We're going from New York to London on a cruise in 1935. So we're back then. And I'm thinking, how many shows are we seeing regularly that were written in the 30s? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a testament to the duration and the wonderful stuff that's in this show, that we're still doing this show that many years later.
How large is the cast?
25.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's
25.
A lot of people to marshal about the stage, isn't it?
It is, but fortunately, our stage isn't that huge. We are not working on Radio City Musical stage.
Right, yes.
Much more modest.
It opens on June 23rd and plays through July the 9th. And, of course, you've got a meet and greet at opening night.
Yes. Opening night, there is a special bubbly and some other things, and the cast will be there. And, a special night.
Who else is in it that we might have seen in the course of theater going here in Sonoma County?
Jeremy Burrick, who is just finished, just did Tarzan, and before that was in 1776, both at Spreckles. Jeremy is a name and a face that people will recognize all over. He's Moonface Martin, our public enemy number 13. Not number one. Struggling to get higher, but it's that kind of show.
Well, it's a show that was written by...
And Brandy is billed, her character is billed as what?
Seductive sermonizer.
And an evangelist and nightclub entertainment.
Yes.
I mean,
right.
Put those together.
A nightclub.
Okay, well... thank you guys for taking time out from your busy schedules to come in and do a 5 minutes with us here. And let's remind people that the Raven Performing Arts Theater, with these people and a bunch more, will be presenting Cole Porter's Anything Goes at the Raven starting June 23rd and playing through July 9th. Get your tickets at raventheater.org or at Copperfields Books. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.